I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ahmed, a co-laborer for the gospel in Pakistan, has been on trial for blasphemy charges since November. Last Friday, a final ruling was given on his case. FMI's Bruce Allen.
After being on trial for 6 months under false charges of blasphemy, Brother Ahmed was acquitted by the court in Lahore, and his case has been dismissed. And it's really nothing short of amazing, as the typical blasphemy trial in Pakistan drags on for an average of 3 years.
However, the accusers had a second fatwa issued against Ahmed. It's clear his accusers are determined to see him fall. So please keep praying for Ahmed and his family and find more ways to come alongside him at missionnews.org. And Bethany Christian Services' Foster to Adopt program is giving Christian homes to kids. Bethany's Lisa Cizak.
We work with children of all ages. When kids first come into foster care, the goal is reunification and getting kids back home with mom or dad in a safe place. When a child is not able to go home, that's when they come involved with my program. We look to find an adoptive family. Many of our kids are adopted, thankfully, by relatives or by foster parents that already have them. However, we do have some kids that are waiting to be matched.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And finally, this coming Mother's Day, you can honor your mother and support mothers living in poverty just by giving a sewing machine. Donna Glass of India Partners says their tailoring schools help women get a career who otherwise have few job opportunities.
They want the best for their children, and they want to be able to help to make a difference in the lives of their families.
To sponsor a sewing machine in honor of your mother or grandmother, just head to missionnews.org. A listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, this month Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.